Peggy, I got the results of my hip x-ray. And it's shown there is a problem both on the left and the right side. They thought probably only mild. The left side, I don't really feel anything. On the right side, it is completely unbearable. And I don't know what they'll do because it only came in on Friday and I won't see the doctor until, well, they say now, they don't know about how bad it is, but not next week, but the week after. But we are sending out a thing to them today, Monday, and they'll probably bring the day forward when I see them. But that's up to them, whatever they do. I'm taking tablets, obviously, for the pain. At the moment, I'm also on six
steroids,
thank you, a day for 5 or 6 days. That's to, because I said I thought I was losing it. And she says, definitely not. She said, but you do need some help. So that's why she's put me on them. But I love going out. And that's getting a little bit difficult. So my request is simple, but you may feel it's large. I would like people who can offer to take me out for a ride each day, each person only doing one a week. Then I can get out, and the motion of the car for a start does a lot, and being out in the fresh air, etc. So if anyone feels that they can take me out once a week, it's not too far. It's places like Torquay, Tynmouth, that kind of place. But there we are. Anyone who can help privately, just let me know. It will be very much appreciated. Thank you.
Amen. Well, we'll remember that. Remember you in our prayers, Bruce. And good morning, everyone. Good to see you all. And good morning to those who are listening online, or it might be afternoon or evening when you hear this. But good to have you with us too. So we have a wonderful theme this morning. Bruce will be speaking on later, which is no spirit, no life. So we look forward to what Bruce is going to share. And in the meantime, lots of wonderful songs about the Holy Spirit. So let's pray. Just before we do, I had two messages as well. So one, just a reminder that it's Food Bank next Sunday, if you're bringing for that. Also, on 23rd of February, we're going to be remembering Sarah's dad, William. It would have been his birthday. How old would he have been, Sarah? 107. Wow, wow. I bet I imagine he's glad to be in glory. Bless him. So, pardon? Rita's going to be late this morning.
Thank you for that.
Thanks for that. So just to continue on that, so you remember in November we did a Songs of Praise, and that happened to be around the anniversary of Brian's mum's passing, wasn't it? And so we thought we'd try and do it sort of every quarter. And so it just happens that, you know, the next one could be around remembering William. So we've got a Songs of Praise again at Jean and Stuart's. And it's going to be on a Monday this time because there's actually quite a lot to prepare for it with the music. And so poor Richard was non-stop last time because we did both, you know, morning on a Sunday and the Songs of Praise in the evening. So we're going to on the Monday, which is the actual anniversary, isn't it, of his birthday. So so we're going to go to Jean and Stuart's Monday 23rd at 7 p.m. So hopefully everyone can join us. It'll be a lovely evening. So that's all the notices, I think. So let's pray before we worship. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you every week for being here. And we're going to thank you again today. We thank you for the staff here being so welcoming. We thank you for Alicia being here today. And Lord, I would pray healing for her with the condition that she has, which sadly has meant she's actually fractured her arm. So Lord, be with her and bring her healing. And Lord Jesus, be with each and every one of us and all our needs. But most of all, Lord, we want to be here to worship you in spirit and in truth. And thank you, Jesus, that you never leave us or forsake us. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So we're going to start with King of Kings, Majesty. And a friend of ours, Tony, has added a third verse to this, which Richard reminded me. And it fitted in with what Bruce was going to say today. So it's, Church of Christ, rise again. Holy Spirit, come fan the flame. Let the gospel truth of old be revealed through Jesus our Lord. For in Jesus, now we are free. Amen. So, King of Kings.
Oh, sorry, what's this? We left it a bit too long, the speakers went off. Sorry.
Oh. Can
you pop that one on for me, please? They go off by themselves after about 10 minutes or so. When Bruce is speaking, I have to sort of refresh them. Okay. And,
thank you.
going to sing, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. As we know, the Spirit is living in us. So we welcome him here with us as we're all together.
Come to our wonderful Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Living God, we pray that as the Holy Spirit came in wind and fire to the apostles, so that your Spirit may come to us, breathing new life into our lives and setting our hearts aflame with love, through Jesus our Lord. Gracious God, rejoicing in your blessings, trusting in your loving care for all, we bring our prayers this morning. We pray for the created world, for those who rebuild where things have been destroyed, for those who fight hunger, poverty, and disease, for those who have power to bring change for the better and to renew our hope. We pray for our country, for those in leadership who frame our laws and shape our common life, who keep the peace and administer justice. For those who teach, we pray, and for those who heal, for those who serve the community. We pray for people in need, those for whom life is a bitter struggle, for those whose lives are clouded by death or loss, by pain or disability, by discouragement or fear, or by shame or by rejection. We pray for those in the circle of our friendship and love around us. We pray for children, we pray for parents, for sisters and brothers, for friends and neighbours, and for those especially in our thoughts today. We pray for John in the nursing home. We pray for Jean and Stuart at home. We pray for Helen, Lord be with her. We pray for Sarah. We pray for Jilly. We pray for Richard. We pray for Robert. We pray for Brian. We pray for Rita. We pray for Sarah. For Sarah Jane. We pray for Bruce. We pray for Graham and Deborah. We pray for Eunice and myself. And we pray for all those who are online. We thank you for them. We pray for the church in its stand with the poor, in its love for the outcast, and its the ashamed, in its service to sick and neglected people, in its proclamation of the gospel in this land and in this place. O Lord, how we pray for your gospel as it goes forward and enters into the lives of so many. We thank you for the work of the Spirit. What could we do without the Spirit? Thank you, Lord. We bring our prayer this morning and we come to you in humility, but we come to you, Lord, wanting to feel the Spirit moving in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
So we're going to sing Spirit of the Living God, Fall Afresh on Me. And that will be followed straight into Peace Like a River, which I think you have on your phones. So I don't know if you want to get that ready so we can go one into the other.
Thank you.
time for the phones.
A man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." "How can this be?" Nicodemus asked. "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus, "and do you not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much.
So we're going to sing, Lord, I come to you. And the chorus says, hold me close, let your love surround me. Bring me near, draw me to your side. As I wait, I'll rise up like the eagle, and I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on.
Thank you.
So we come to our message, no spirit, no life. It can't be mentioned or described better than the words in black and white. There can be no spiritual life without the Holy Spirit. In other words, only the Spirit can cause spiritual earth to actually take place. People can be going to a church group, they can be God-fearing, and yet spiritually unborn. You have the joy of leading, the joy of leading one person to a personal faith in Jesus. But it is the Holy Spirit who brought about the inner change, which is called being born again or receiving the new birth. One person wrote this. All I can say now is that I was completely blind and could not see what God was offering me all the time. Consequently, I went on being hungry and thirsty. I am so glad that now I know Jesus is real and alive. It took that person a long time, but it happened. It is the Holy Spirit who confirms our salvation. One of the first cries of the child is Dada, and one of the first cries from the heart of someone who is spiritually born is Abba, Father. One of the first cries of the child, yes, but of one who's born again, it's Abba, Father. Deep inside, he makes us sure of our relationship with God. You see, the Holy Spirit is vital to the Christian growth. He helps us to worship and to praise. And the English word praise comes, you may be surprised to know, from an old Latin word which means prize. The Holy Spirit helps us to see and to prize our riches in Jesus. Spiritual birth, life and growth, all these come from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a person with all the marks of a person. He thinks, he speaks, he acts, he feels. He is the counselor, the one called alongside to help. We all need counselors from time to time, but sometimes human counsel is not enough or available. And so this, of course, is often for people, they say, in position of leaderships. But one leader was asked, how do you deal with the loneliness of leadership? And he said, I can talk to people sometimes, but when this isn't possible, I've learned to share with God and allow the Holy Spirit to teach and counsel me. And I'm sure many of us have had that experience when we felt we need help. The Holy Spirit has come to our aid. You see, the Holy Spirit is a wonderful teacher. He can make things clear to us. God has revealed himself in many ways. For instance, through creation, through conscience, through his word, through his people and supremely through his Son. But, my friends, it is the Holy Spirit who shows us what all this means. He helps us to look at creation and see the power of God. He helps us to listen to conscience and hear the voice of God. He helps us to join a church fellowship and know in it the presence of God, and to read the Bible and receive it as truly the Word of God. He helps us to look at Jesus and see the very Son of God. And so, let us pray. Lord, may your Holy Spirit teach us to prize and value what you give to us in Jesus, and to praise and to worship you with our whole heart. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you that you deal with us person to person. You help us to know you better. And Lord, where would we be without you, the Holy Spirit, working in our lives and making things that we might find so hard, yet so easy. When the Spirit falls on us, what joy should enter our hearts. For all that we need to be explained to us, all that we need to be told, the Holy Spirit will be the one that brings to us the truth of God's Word and the truth of His will. May God be blessed, Father, Son, and Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Bruce. And just before we take communion together, we're going to sing, "There is a Redeemer." Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One.
the fact that God's Son, Jesus, willingly went to the cross to take away our sins is supremely wonderful. And so that's why we come, we take the bread, we take the wine. They are but symbols of his body and his blood given for us. How wonderful a sacrifice Jesus made for us. And so, let us take the bread in remembrance that Jesus died for us, and let us feed on him and our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. So we take the bread, we break it, and we eat it as it's served with our trust, humble but real thanks. Rita, would you like to take the bread? Then we know, don't we, that Jesus took the bread in remembrance. He said, "Do this in remembrance of me," and feed on him by our heart, by faith, with thanksgiving. Yes, he took the cup. This is the cup of the new covenant. He said, "Sealed in my blood." So whoever drinks it, do this, said Jesus, in memory of me. And so we will take the wine and we will drink it when it is all served. Graham, would you like to take the wine? Thank you. Let us take the wine in humility and with true thankfulness. Let us drink and thank our Lord Jesus for his wonderful sacrifice.
So we're going to sing Power. And the bridge says, Holy Spirit, fan us into flame. Let compassion flow through us every day.
Of God and the fellowship of the Holy to wait for it, don't we? Oh, no.